Sound Transit is preparing to build light rail to Federal Way, but it's run into a problem, the high cost of property. And that means taxpayers are likely to be on the hook for a much bigger bill than originally expected. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has been looking into some of the backstory about how the costs ran up. Hi there, Joshua.
Hey.
So just set the scene for us first. Where is the light rail going exactly?
You take light rail to the airport, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can take one more stop to Angle Lake, but then it just stops. This extension takes it down to Highline College, and it keeps going south to another stop, and then eventually ends up at the Federal Way Transit Center.
And I understand it opens in 2024, which is coming up pretty quickly.
That's right.
Tell me why the cost estimates are now coming in so much higher than people expected.
Well, there's three reasons. There's the cost of labor, there's the cost of materials, you know, think tariffs, right?
Sure.
And then there's the cost of land. And the biggest of these three is the cost of land, which accounts for almost half of the cost overruns.
Yeah, sure. Cost of real estate. Well, this project is now nearly $500 million over budget, which is a pretty staggering number. Why didn't Sound Transit see this coming?
Well, they did anticipate some cost of land increase, you know, but transit projects take a long time to go from when they start planning for it and when they can actually make offers on the land, right? And that's a lot of time for things to go wrong. And how many of us can really say that we anticipated the housing market, the real estate market would boom for so long and stay so hot so long?
Yeah, something a lot of us can understand. It's pretty hard to find a place we can afford around here.
Yeah, right? And there are these big market forces forcing the cost of land up everywhere. And then maybe if you've ever tried to find a home, like in a trendy neighborhood, you'll see that there's other factors at play. Like people want to live in dense, walkable communities, but they're very expensive. And so Sound Transit was kind of having that same problem, shopping around for real estate. But here's the thing that gets kind of weird. Sound Transit started signaling years ago that it would be looking at growing in this direction.
Meaning heading southward?
That's right. And so between then and now, there have been these years for speculators to bid on properties there and for cities to upzone neighborhoods, and all these things drive up the cost of land.
Mm.
And then by the time Sound Transit finally gets to the point where it can make an offer on the land, there's already a party going on, right? So let me play a bit of tape from a guy. His name is Gurpreet Murok. He's an immigrant from Punjab, and his family owns a modest motel near the future Kent Des Moines station near Highline. His family's always wanted to knock down the small hotel and build a fancier one, and he has it all designed in his head.
Everything would be modern. LED lights, it would be cost effective, but it would look very nice to the eye. That's the, kind of how we built our house, the same exact way. Like when people walk in, they think it costs us an arm and a leg, but it really didn't. We just made it look really nice.
So there's all this momentum behind him making that hotel a reality.
So he's anticipating a lot more potential guests and more visitors?
Yes. And if Sound Transit wants to pay for even an easement across Maroc's land, it has to pay fair market value.
Is this a windfall for people who own land near light rail?
Well, not everyone is poised to benefit when Sound Transit goes to buy their land.
Hmm.
People put value on land that may not necessarily be reflected in the purchase price. Anne Devlin might lose the backyard behind her mobile home for Sound Transit's track, for example.
Yeah, I know it's for the greater good, so on and so forth, but I don't want people staring in my bedroom window at me.
So the land value isn't going to reflect all the care she's put into turning her backyard into a place to relax. And then there's this guy, Mike Walsh, who owns a transmission shop near the Kent Des Moines station, right? So it's a good location. But the mortgage on his shop is really low, and he just doesn't believe a piece of property exists where he can find the same deal.
Where is Sound Transit going to give me a half a acre of general commercial with an 8,000-foot building for $1,500 a month? Is that going to happen? You can't get a one-bedroom apartment for $1,500 a month that I know of.
No kidding.
Sound Transit doesn't only have to pay him fair market value. It also has to help relocate him, which is difficult in this market.
Okay, Joshua, so I have a friend, and this friend is interested in buying some land near light rail, for instance. She's heard that's a good investment. Where should she be looking next?
It's going in everywhere. It's going up to Linwood. It's going to Bellevue and Overlake area. There's, you know, the whole region is opening up to light rail, right? But if you're looking to make a killing on land because you thought about the value light rail is going to bring to that property, speculators are already there and they're already doing that. And if you want to buy land from them, you'll pay top dollar for it.
All right. I'll tell my friend she may be out of luck on this one. KUW's Joshua McNichols, thank you for this.
You're welcome.